Hey everybody, so here is the Speedy Stitcher yet again. Alright, so this is kind of a revisited video that I'm going to be doing for you guys because I feel sorry that, and bad, that I'm putting you through the shitty video quality, the lighting, and the sound of my previous video. Alright, so here it is. Alright, so here's a Speedy Stitcher that I've been using for basically all my projects, the coyote hat, the coyote fur mitts, and anything that needs to be repaired or sewn. Alright, so I'm going to take you through the parts. So first of all, this is like a wax string. It's quite a very durable wax string. And here's the chuck. Alright, so I'm going to undo this chuck to loosen everything up. And here's the string. Here's the string that's leading into the base of the unit. And here's the spool. Alright. So as you can see, there's hardly any string left, but it leads into this little hole, okay, right here. So you just insert your spool here and cover it up again. And this is the tension needle, okay? So what you want to do is just do one little wrap around it that allows you to add tension or take away tension. Okay, we'll show you that. There's a little reservoir right here that leads into a little hole that you could insert the tag end of your string into. But I found this is more of a pain in the butt than it's worth. Okay, so what I've been doing is just leading it up the channel here. There's a channel in the base. Okay, and there's a channel in the needle. Alright, I'm going to try to zoom in here and show you. And these got to be aligned as best you can. So I'm going to take my fingernail. And you can kind of see where it falls into, right over here, right? You want to make sure the string is aligned with the base channel and the needle channel. Hopefully this is coming out on video. Okay, there you go. Now I'm going to try to thread this string through the eye of the needle. All right, so I'm just going to lick it real quick and twist it and see if I can get it in here. I'm usually the worst for this. And wow, it happened. Okay. And there we go. See it popped out there? Not a big deal. It's not a huge deal. And yeah, it probably works a little bit better if it's through that hole right there. But what happens over time is this channel over here gets gummed up with wax. This gets gummed up with wax. So it ends up being more of a hindrance than anything. And it's not a huge deal. Because once you got the chuck on, everything sort of aligns, right? So we'll add the chuck back on. And if I've forgotten anything for you guys here, you can easily watch my previous video and suffer through it. And yeah, I just got a comment today that it was a good video, but the lighting sucks. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? The lighting does suck. And hopefully this one's a little bit better. Probably not, but we'll see what happens here. All right, so we got everything lined up here. So we got the spool, it's in here, through the hole, all right, through the tension needle, one wrap, up and over, all right? Now I'm just gonna take something. So sometimes you find that you pull it, you're like, it's not. So you just grab the end. And you can hear it going. It's unwinding. And that lets you have a little bit more string. All right.
All right. So it turns out that I ran out of string. So I may as well show you. String through the hole here. Hold on to it. And just start looping it here. So I'm going to be doing this, and I won't bore you. Unless you want to see all this, maybe. Yeah, I'm going to show you all this. It's only a small one. Yeah, you won't mind. All right, I'll keep it rolling. All right, so I almost got the string on there. One thing I wanted to bring to your attention is when you're rolling this on, make sure the tension is really light on this, eh? Because if you're just pulling on this string as you're putting it on this spool here, it's going to stick together and it's going to be difficult to unravel. All right? So just a heads up with that. Just kind of place it on top. All right, so I'm about to insert the string to the inside of this hole here. Okay, so right there. And this is the trickiest part I find. So I'm just gonna have a little left angle here. Just take your fingernail and kind of crimp it as best you can. And feed it through the bottom. Is it gonna go? Push it through the hole. Oh, so close. It's like right there. Is it gonna go? Oh yes. And there we go. I'll pull through. And now it's feeding. All right. I'll just tie a little knot here. All right, so I'm going to show you on this denim. So this is a previously hemmed up pant leg. Okay, so we got two ply and two ply denim to go through here. So it's pretty thick material. All right, so first of all, say if I wanted to go across here all the way. I'm probably not going to be doing that with this demo, but you'll get the gist. Okay, so approximately 8 inches. So you'll want to pull out double. Okay, so twice as long as you need. All right, because if you want to go all the way along here and not run out of string, you're going to have to go double. Okay, so just make sure you do that or else you will have to all of a sudden start another seam right here. All right, and go all the way along here. So the first thing that you'll need to do is your first stitch, see if it's going to be right there. This one's going to be a thick one because it's almost like doubled up onto itself again. All right, so you insert it, then you'll see the string right here. All right, you got the loop and you're going to be pulling it all the way through. All right, then your second stitch, it's going to be right here. So you can do this as close to the seam or as far away as you want. But anyways, for purposes, make sure everything's aligned and straight. This will be the second stitch. All the way through. Now, what's different is I'm going to be pulling it back and it's going to be creating a loop here. All right. Insert your tag end. You're going to want to hold down with your thumb now and pull, right? Because you're going to be tightening it up. If you didn't, it would just add slack. Now your second. Now you're going to be wanting to line this up, okay? So you'll see that I'm holding onto the seam with my thumb and index finger and holding onto this side with my other thumb and index finger. And these three fingers, I'll be holding on to the sewing awl. And that's what you're going to be pushing into. So you're going to be pulling with these two, right? You'll be pulling this material with these two fingers and pushing with these three fingers and holding on with these two. Otherwise, you're just going to be pushing through. And see the angle that I'm pushing, right? It's not straight. So you're going to have bunching down the road, okay? Because you're going to be about a millimeter off on this side opposed to this side.
You see what I mean? So now you're going to be grabbing it, and now it's straight up and down. So push it through, create your loop, take your tag end, put it through, hold on here, right? Hold on, then pinch. And that gives it tension, right? So you're tightening out, so you're tightening that stitch. Next one. So now grab it with your index finger and thumb, making sure everything's aligned, right? Space it. And so it's straight up and down and pushing with these three. There you go. Because what's going to happen is, if these two aren't aligned and straight up and down, eventually what's going to happen is, when you're down on this end, it's going to be actually over here. Then you're going to get bunching, right? Very undesirable, especially if you're making a hat or something complicated. You can't have that. You got to have everything aligned. So, got your loop, got your tag end, through the loop, tension, tension, pull. Right? See how it bunched there? Watch. See how it's bunching there? You gotta watch that too, right? So now, straighten it. Next stitch. Now this is pretty tedious, you know? You're not gonna be hemming your jeans this way, okay? You're gonna be using this for projects like leather, something sturdy, you know? Soles of shoes, even my leather hat. That was a little excessive, right? But this is what I had. It's wax. It's gonna hold the water out. So tension and stitch. See how it bunched? You don't wanna leave that bunch there either, right? Because now if I just all of a sudden started pushing this through now, right? And this is all bunched. It's gonna remain bunched. Take out the slack, right? Pull out a little bit. Grab it with your index fingers, right? Now, it's gonna be straight. Yeah, it might be ale. See now, it's just straight up and down. Get your loop, put it through, and tighten. Okay? So now I'm gonna just show you now. I'm not gonna go all the way through here, okay? For no purpose. Now I'm just gonna show you how I tie this off. All right, so I made about a third of the way through, and we'll pretend that this is the end of our seam here. All right, so it's a pretty good job. You know, this isn't going anywhere if you don't want it to be. All right, so now I'm gonna be tying it off. Now we just can't simply, you know, complete a knot over here. Okay, so I'm gonna be inserting it one more time. And pulling out the remainder. Okay. And I'll be cutting it off where the needle is and pulling the stitcher up. All right. And the way I find the best, now if you have a better knot, let me know. All the seamstresses out there, make sure you pipe up, because I'm not a seamstress. So I'm going to do a couple overhand knots. All right. And tighten it up as best you can and making sure that you stretch it. All right. And let's just do a third for the heck of it, right? So, you know, if you wanted to be dainty, you'd probably leave it at two, and two is probably good. But let's do a third. Okay, so we got a third. Now I'm going to trim it off. Probably like that much, whatever that is. That's probably what, 1/8 of an inch. And now I'm going to look for a lighter, because this is wax. I'm going to burn it. I find this is the best method, because eventually this unties. Okay. Give it a light and burn. And so now it's melted on to itself. Let it dry, and there's the end of your seam, right? Now, if that's unsightly to you, figure out another way. But that's how I do a seam. Now, this is not the straightest, that's for sure. But I'll tell you, this is going nowhere. Just kind of pinch it down. And there you go.